Some doctors now use RU486 and another drug to induce abortions during the first 9 weeks of pregnancy. But state lawmakers voted to allow that drug to be used only as prescribed by the Food and Drug Administration, which means only through 7 weeks. Attorneys for abortion providers sought to block enforcement while they fight the law, saying it illegally infringes on the right of women to terminate a pregnancy. Judge David Burry rejected that argument, saying there are safe alternatives, including a surgical abortion. But attorney David Brown from the Center for Reproductive Rights said that's not the point.
For the state legislature to say, well, we get to choose for you as long as you have some option, we don't care what your reasons are for not wanting to use it, is really offensive to the dignity of women.
Burry's ruling does not end the legal fight. He simply denied the request to enjoin enforcement of the law while its legality is litigated. But in refusing to issue the injunction, Burry concluded that challengers are not likely to succeed with their claims after all is said and done. Kathy Herrod of the Anti-Abortion Center for Arizona Policy said other federal courts around the country have reached similar conclusions.
Planned Parenthood has to follow the law, has to follow the protocol from the Food and Drug Administration in administering medication abortion.
For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.